We've been obviously talking about prayer a lot and answers to prayer. And Randy told me last week after we had that full, I think we had five people testifying here at the end of Answers to Prayer, but he had a good story. So tell your story, bro.
I will. Doesn't have anything to do with a car or anything that grand, but it was still just as grand on a lesser scale, maybe. If anybody here horses around at all, nobody does, I guess just Sam, or anybody does anything with horses exactly, this story goes with that. About a month ago, my brothers and a couple buddies and I went elk hunting in Colorado, and it was in a wilderness area, so we were way up and way beyond any help or phones or anything like that. And when we go to graze, we had horses up there to take us up. We had eight horses, and when we grazed them, we put these things called hobbles on their feet, on their legs. Anybody know what that is at all? Hey, we got one. Okay, good. It's like a kind of like a belt and a handcuff for horses. It's just, if I take my belt off and double it, it'd be about that size, and then you wrap it around just above the hoof. Well, we had put the horses out to graze, and we ate and messed around a little bit, and then we saw one was loose, so we went to make sure we caught it so it didn't get away, and of course it was the one that I hobbled. And so I was going, oh man, now I'm going to look like a rookie. So I kind of am. But anyway, so we get there and we think, well, we'll find the hobble and then put it back on and all that, so we'll have it for later. Anyway, there were five of us, and we combed that area. Like, it's about 150 yards out maybe and about 75 yards wide or so, this whole area where we knew or we thought it had grazed, and we didn't find it. And I was going, oh man. So we go back in, my brother and buddy take off to go hunt, and we were going to wait a little bit. We waited back, and after a little while I got up and I said, I'm going to go find that hobble. Well, I got outside the tent, and if anybody knows my lovely bride, one of her favorite sayings is, I don't know if we have any Wee Wednesday kids here. I can't really see. I don't think we do. But we tell them all the time, or she tells them all the time, did you pray about it? Did you pray about it? Well, this is a little thing, you know. It's a hobble for a horse, you know. Maybe God doesn't have time for that. Well, anyway, I said, I'm going to pray about it. So I stood out there in front of our tent, and I said, God, if you would help me find this hobble, please, I'd give you all the glory for it, and I'm not making a deal. I'm just saying, if I can find it, you will get all the glory. And so I stood there and looked, and I went, okay, I'll go over to that bush. And I didn't hear anything. There wasn't anything. I just felt that's where I should go. So I went over there. It was about 60, 70 yards out. And I stood there, and I knew it wasn't there. And so I said, okay. And I looked over and saw a big rock, another about that far out. And I walked over there, looked right, looked left. There it was. Picked it up. Thank you, Lord. Walked back. Told my brother, he's a preacher, so I had one on him. I told him about it. And anyway, I got to tell the wee kids, and I get to tell you, it's nothing certainly that, you know, I didn't do anything fancy. It was God saying, you know what, you can bring the little things to me too. I'll hear you. I'll answer you, and you can encourage others with it, so be encouraged.